This is All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Desmond O'Boyle. In the past 4 years, the FBI's Rocky Mountain Innocence Lost Task Force has fielded more than 2,100 tips. Those tips have led to 128 arrests for trafficking or pimping a child, and another 67 for sexual assault or seeking sex from children prostitutes. There's a growing awareness of the issue, and here to talk about that is Detective Chris Stadler. He represents the Douglas County Sheriff's Office on the FBI Task Force. Welcome, Detective.
Thank you.
On Saturday, high school students along the Front Range will gather at the Valor Center in Highlands Ranch, just south of Denver. They're here to bring attention to the issue of sex trafficking in Colorado. They're holding what's called the Shift Justice Conference. You'll be there. So will a lot of students. They're there to voice their concern for those who are trafficked. So how do kids get wrapped up in trafficking in the first place?
You know, there's a lot of things that can lead a child to trafficking situations. A lot of these kids are coming out of homes where their parents are, you know, drug addicts. Some of them are abusive. Some of them are coming out of really nice homes as well. So the allure of a better life is really out there, kind of dangling in front of these kids like a carrot for a donkey pulling a cart, right? To where they are always seeking what's going to be better for them. So you have these push-pull factors. Some of these things we're looking at are running away from home, a drug addiction, a promise of that better lifestyle. You can make a lot of money. You're beautiful. You can be a model. I can help you into this lifestyle.
What does a typical lifestyle end up looking like?
Well, you know, these kids are forced into doing a lot of things that they don't want to do. No little girl wakes up one day saying, hey, you know, when I grow up, I want to be a prostitute, especially, you know, servicing the needs of multiple men per day. Having somebody that's controlling their every move, not giving them money, not giving them the ability to leave or go anywhere on their own, telling them that they can't take a shower until they have satisfied a certain quota, not allowing them to brush their teeth or eat any food.
What's the age range of the victims that you deal with most of the time?
Our task force is specifically set up to deal with domestic sex trafficking, so minors within Colorado, anyone under the age of 18. The average age of prostitution that we're seeing here in Colorado is anywhere from 12 to 14 years old. We've seen some a little older and some a little younger. I've seen a girl as young as 9 years old that has been a victim of trafficking right here in Colorado.
What happened in that situation?
Well, you know, a lot of these kids, it goes right back to the freedom that they have on the social media platforms and the ability to think long term. And we both know that kids, they're a lot smarter nowadays, but at the same time, they're still kids and they don't have the ability to make those decisions and those on what these consequences could be by me talking to this person. So with her, a lot of stuff as far as coercion was a huge factor in that one, to where she had sent some pictures of herself that she shouldn't have, and they were holding them over her head, and she was forced to do a lot of things that she should not have been exposed to at such a young age.
What happens to a child once they're in custody? Do they get help?
Absolutely. So we have a lot of different resources that we approach these kids with. We have a new approach where it's a multidisciplinary team. We're partnering with human services. We're partnering with therapists. We're partnering with guardian ad litems and other treatment providers to where these kids are getting even basic necessities. So meeting those basic needs and then meeting those, you know, post-traumatic stress type of needs as well with therapy down the road, you bet that's something that we're very proud to offer them.
One more question about the Shift Conference. It started last year with six students from Valor Christian High School. Now they're networking with about a half a dozen other Denver area high schools, hoping to make an impact. How can high school students do that?
These students are stepping out not only in faith, but stepping out in action. And they are taking a stand against something that a lot of people want to pretend doesn't exist. This is a major issue affecting us right here in Colorado. I think I can't stop clapping for these kids because they're just fantastic.
Thank you for your time, Detective.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Detective Chris Stadler is with the Douglas County Sheriff's Office and is part of the FBI's Rocky Mountain Innocence Lost Task Force. The Shift Conference takes place Saturday at the Valor Center in Highlands Ranch. For more information on it, go to KUNC.org.